Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 646 and today I'm going to talk about somatic intelligence. So Howard Gardner put forward the theory of multiple intelligences back in 1980. You can read his book Frames of Mind and then a later recap of that of multiple intelligences by Howard Gardner. So using his work and using my experience and then looking at a couple of other developmental psychologists and coaches and trainers around the world, that's what's helped me really build out the map that I've referred to in the last couple of podcasts. But what I've learned was that the three areas of health that I once created as a simple understanding of how to look at it was literally intelligences to develop as opposed to things to get right or wrong, such as technique or diet or positive thinking. And so the first area, which is what I'm really talking about today, was movement. And the way that I would teach this to people coming into the gym or to clients is like, this is move. I may refer to it as somatic intelligence, but we're looking at the physical body effectively. And somatic intelligence, from my perspective, is made up of two main intelligences. One is bodily kinesthetic intelligence, and the other one is spatial intelligence. Howard put forward the idea that an intelligence is a particular set of skills that enable somebody to problem solve effectively. And so went on past the idea that just logical mathematical skill was, or intelligence was the only intelligence that has been overvalued, so to speak, within the Western world mostly. And so looking at that and understanding a lot of other approaches from other coaches and psychologists and similar allow me to go, well, here's what I can see. People that develop don't correct their technique. People that develop don't work on form. That's not how that language occurs. What they do is they practice and they build more awareness around how they're moving. And what I've seen constantly is that if people build a dependence upon a trainer or someone to tell them whether they're doing it right or wrong, they may not be developing their kinesthetic intelligence, but even though they may be improving technique based upon the external person's approval of their movement. So the key thing here is going, well, how can we help people develop a deeper understanding with their physical body, and what does that actually mean? And so putting together this somatic intelligence, bodily kinesthetic and spatial, allowed us to look at, well, what happens is that there's this continual development. And that's where this idea, and this is where we don't teach people right or wrong technique. It's not the approach. It's like saying there's a right way to kick a soccer ball and there's a wrong way to kick a soccer ball. It's more dynamic than that. There's more to it than that. It's contextual. There's so many factors. And so we see that as something to develop over time, and everyone has access to that. Hence where I spoke about before that our ability to experience more fulfillment in our lives has more to do with developing intelligences than it does to do with getting things right or wrong, right? Because keep in mind that until we get it right, it's presupposing that we're doing it wrong rather than developing. And so this three main stages, right? There's pre-operational, that somebody's just fully not aware of their physical body whatsoever at all. Then they could have a scoliosis of the spine, they could have rounded shoulders, they could have their toes pointing in, and it's just not online for them. They would have other strengths throughout their psychograph of intelligences. However, for them, it's just not online. That's pre-operational. Above the line is the first stage, which is actually called safe. The other terminology for it is gross. And I spoke about this briefly just in another podcast, but gross means general in nature. And that's where you hear people say, I can kind of feel it in this muscle, and they just wave their hand over their shoulder or hip or whatever the case might be. And as they move through that, they come on to late stage gross, to the next stage, which is the stage of being safe, strong, sexy. Also gross, then subtle is the other terminology for safe and strong. And early stage subtle is when they start to get a bit more of an awareness of one side's a bit tighter than the other. I feel like this does more work than this. It becomes more subtle around, well, that's a good pain. That's not a good pain. It feels more of a stretch than it feels like a contraction. All of these subtle awarenesses of the body, right? They're building that understanding. Later on, right, as they move through subtle and they really build that through, it becomes causal. And causal is that causal relationship with everything. And the easy example is that at pre-operational and they do exercises, they've got no awareness. They're usually very objective in trying to meet the standards of a technique. They've got no awareness of the body. And this is an exercise-centric model. Meet the standards of the cues to do the technique correctly. That's external to the body. Let's help that person learn how to build tension based upon the task at hand so they're able to move safely no matter what task they're doing. And this is a movement-centric model. This is a somatic intelligence-centric model. And so moving through this, as we get to causal, the person's able to start to see how the physical body acts upon itself and its environment to cause the difficulties or the issues that they're experiencing, rather than simply, I hurt my shoulder or I hurt my back doing deadlifts. There's more to it than that. And so these are things to move through, right? This sexy level or this causal level is almost movement mastery, but it's also means that there's so many avenues to go down, because there's movement mastery within the gymnastic component of the Olympics, and there's also movement mastery that we see within the boxing of the Olympics. However, if the boxer's injured, I can't just get a gymnast and put them in there, even though they're both high-level athletes. It's very niche for that particular level of mastery. However, their foundation through safe and gross understanding is phenomenal, is well developed. And so this is this model, this is this lines of intelligence that we have access to develop. And this is where this is a basis of the movement centric model and the somatic intelligence centric model to allow people to have more experience in life, more freedom, more autonomy with their physical body. And this is one line, it's actually a group of lines, but one cluster of intelligences that allow us to experience more flow and fit within the flow intelligence theory model. And that's my share for you today. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me. If you have any questions around all that stuff, reach out. I'd love to have a chat with you, right? But it would mean the world to me if you'd pass this on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to get and find your flow and live it, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. That's it from me. Big love. Peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.